call the meeting to order.
Okay, so it is 9:15 on Friday, July 18th. This is the Town of Townsend grievance hearings. And I am Helen Holt, a Lister. I'm here with Mike Bills, the chairman of the Lister chair. And your name is?
Samuel Garfield.
Samuel Garfield. And you are here on behalf of Jacqueline Peck, is that right?
Corbath, yeah. Her name got married, but that was her maiden name. That was her first married name.
Okay, well, that's the name that we have on the on the parcel.
Because they were married together.
Okay, yeah. Right. And that is parcel 0901000. So according to the paperwork here, it looks like your opinion of the fair market value of the property, or her opinion, is $10,000. Right now, we have it valued at $47,700. Do you have any supporting documents that you would like to present?
No, I just say that, you know, it's got like maybe 3/4 of the acre or less of flat land where you could build the house, and it's all that, it's all stone straight up hill, like 5 acres.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our land grade reflects that.
It does.
And the septic, I don't know, the septic's like 25, 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's got a bunch of, it's got to get cleaned up. It's got 2 broken trailers and the remnants of the burned down house. That's going to cost a lot of money to pick up. I mean, I just don't see how. I thought the town, didn't they used to have a list and it would tell you like what your a normal 2-acre homestead would be worth? If, I used to see that, like if it was open land or if it was house lots, but you say they're comparables.
So, right, so the best way to prove that we have overvalued the property and that the value that you claim is the fair market value is to provide comparables, which is basically valid sales, arm length transaction sales within the last 3 years for property that is comparable to this, right? And that sold. So in this case, you would be looking for properties that sold in the last 3 years for $10,000, give or take, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah. So if with that, we could, if you can just, I don't, Mike, you don't, I don't need a copy. You can just use that one.
Okay.
That's fine.
But, so the only way I got capable of doing that is I got to call a realtor and have them do it, because I have no way of doing that.
Right. So that is why that we mail out the change of appraisal notices and leave 2 weeks before the grievance hearings.
Yeah.
So
she was just overwhelmed.
Right.
The 3 grandkids, the other girl's on drugs, and she just leaves home and left her with the 3 kids. And
right. I must say that you would be hard-pressed to find any land in Vermont that sold for $10,000 or less. You know, I mean, no matter what the acreage.
Yeah.
The value that we have on the land right now, again, is from 2012 prices. Prices in Vermont in general and have gone up so much that it's already undervalued. And I can say that honestly. I work in Brookline too, and we just did a reappraisal there.
So you're saying that part of the appraisal, the $12,000 for the septic and the, what did you say, $5,000 for the well?
$5,000 for the water and $15,000 for the septic, right?
And so that's $20,000 you're saying you can't do nothing about no matter what.
That's what the state in 2012 said that we have to charge for water and septic. And that's what everybody in town is paying for their water and septic.
That's the standard all the way across, and that's by the state's standard.
Well, I know, right. But the thing is, like, it's not like an abandoned lot, but it's like a burnt down house. There's nobody using the septic or the well.
Again, it's on the land.
In case they want to.
Right. It's what the property would sell for.
And the septic's like 30 years old. Like, who knows if it's any good?
Right. Again, we're not looking to what we feel it's worth. It's what the market would bear, right? We're looking for fair market value.
So how would they go forward with, say if I get the realtor and get the comps.
Right. Then so you would. You have until.
Is the grievance too late now, or
you have until noon today when the grievance hearings close.
And then. So and then she's going to get her tax bill next
year. She's going to get her tax bill. I don't know if it'll be next.
When can you grieve it again?
Next year. I mean, you can grieve it any time during the year. But the change would not take effect until next year.
Yeah. So when did she get the?
Those were sent out 2 weeks ago, on July 2nd, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's been a little over 2 weeks.
And nobody knows what the taxes are going to be on that.
They don't. They haven't set the tax rate yet because we haven't closed the grant list.
Does that have to do with the schools or?
Well, the education tax is the 75 to 80% of the taxes that get billed.
But yeah, did they figure that out yet?
They have set the education rate, right? That's done by the state, not by the town.
I don't see how it could be $35,000. I don't know how anybody, nobody could. They talk about they need to build more houses, but I see empty houses. Like you go over to Saxon River, there's two or three houses that people were living in a year or two ago that are been empty this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about if they need to build houses. Maybe they should put people in. I don't know if people can afford to live in the houses they got.
Yeah. That's the problem.
It is. It's a problem all over the state.
Can't afford to rent. You can't afford to own. That's not our fault here.
Right. It's beyond our control.
I was talking to Lenka. She was telling me, but because usually when I do my taxes, you get we don't make a lot of money, so the state helps us with our taxes.
Right.
Well, usually they send us the thing, and it says, you know, what the tax are going to be this year and how much they're going to help us, but they didn't send it out this year yet. She's like, because you haven't set the tax rate.
Right, we haven't set the tax rate.
But she said when I get my tax bill next week or whenever, that it'll be on there.
The state
will help out.
Right.
I just thought I messed up my taxes. Usually they send that out a while ago.
No, well, see, normally in the general scheme of things, then we would have had these grievance hearings in like the middle of June. But because we were not yet finished with all of the inspections and the work that we have to do in order to have the grievance hearings and finalize the grant list, we had to get an extension for 30 days from the state. So we filed our abstract on July 2nd, and these are the grievance hearings. And once these are done, then the select board can set the tax rate.
I only have one thing to recommend for you. One time, last time they did the appraisals, the select board took the cheapest guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was stupid, because cheap ain't always cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And when I come in for my grievance on Peak of Mountain, the guy's like, well, these are the comps. So I didn't say nothing. I went over and looked at it. And they had 25 acres up on Route 35, a hayfield, right, with road frontage on Route 30, right? I'm like, for the same amount of money as Peaked Mountain, right? It's all steep and hilly and rocky. And then I go, well, Dick Lucier was, I said, he hunts up there, you know, he was a lifter, and like, then they lowered it twice, but the guy was incompetent. And then I hear all around town that he did that with everybody's property.
Right.
You know, a flat hayfield on Route 30 that's flat is not the comparable to Peaked Mountain. I said, look at the topo map like this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. And well, that was, so they was needed, that the 2012 reappraisal or the 2000? Yeah. Wasn't there one in 2008 also, I think?
Yeah, I don't know. It was the latest one. But all I'm saying is sometimes you got to have a competent appraisal. Like the other town, somebody just did, I think Brookline, did they?
No, we did not. I'm a lister in Brookline. Nimerick did it.
Yeah.
They are the people that...
But you got to have somebody competent. It can't be the cheapest guy that don't know what he's doing.
Well, we've been trying to find...
And then the listers, you all had to do all the work. It took you years to straighten out the mess he made.
So we are trying to find somebody. I mean, we're trying to find somebody to do a townwide reappraisal for Townsend because we're way past due.
Can't be like the select board. We're going to save money because you ain't going to save nothing.
Well, right now we can't find anybody to do it, so there is a challenge.
and the state will penalize you. I understand that.
Right.
See, the state has required every town to be reappraised within a certain amount of time.
Every 6 years.
And that's why we can't get an appraiser. We don't have an appraiser for a few years yet, which isn't good.
Right. So basically, she would have had to get on this earlier, and she's only going to, what you're saying is she's only going to be able to grieve it for next year.
Right, right, unless she can get it to us by noon. Well
she
I mean,
can
and she can, right, so I mean.
That's what she contests its word by.
Right. But we would need something that would prove that that is more accurate than what we have.
I don't know what she paid for her property when she bought it.
I don't either.
Lanka would know.
Right. I mean, we can certainly find out. That would is not what we would base our valuation on, is what she paid for it. That's...
Well, was the grievances different when they did the reappraisal?
No, there's always
because
the state...
Because I went with the grievance, and it took them a long time, and then they lowered it, and then they lowered it twice.
Right, so when the change of appraisal notices go out, when the notices go out that say your value has changed, there is 2 weeks between the date that those notices are sent and the grievance hearings like we're having today. That's the way it is across the state. That's the way, it, as far as I know, it's been for
I think
years.
When they reappraised, I think they had a preliminary thing where everybody could come in.
They probably did. They may have had some informational, informal meetings and stuff. We don't do that today because we have not
then
had
they,
a reappraisal.
It came down to a reasonable thing that... That's hard.
It used to be that... If you were going to grieve, you'd let us know within a reasonable time. And we could come back out, take a look at it, and see if we had missed something or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And that, so it could be changed a couple times.
Yeah.
I was just down the road. I have no problem with taking a drive out with them and
reviewing
it again.
If you'd
it doesn't
like
mean
to.
We should do anything.
Right. I mean, I don't... In all honesty, I don't know what else we would be able to do, but there's certainly, it's possible that we missed something that would
reduce it. Do you know what it was appraised at before, when the house was there last
year? It
would
have said on the, let me look, hold on.
Actually, your son was living there. He should be the ones here.
So before it was valued at $85,400.
Yes. Now it's only half as tall.
The house is no longer on it. The outbuildings are no longer on it.
No.
The campers are no longer on it.
No, they're there. They're just all junk. They got to be thrown in a big old 30-yard dumpster and taken away.
That's something that shan't be calculated into what the town does.
They only valued the house at like $40,000 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was not a. I don't remember the details. I can certainly.
It was an old trailer. I don't see how they can charge it. They say I got Peaked Mountain at $35,000, but it's all hill and rock. And I got it in land use. I only got 25 acres of forest, so there's no homes. There's no 2 acre, the homestead there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, if you want to challenge that, get your paperwork together.
No, I'm fine on Peaked Mountain, but. I just remember when I grieved it, I don't think it's changed.
So do you want us to come out and take a look at the property today?
No, there's nothing. No, it's all right there. I mean,
okay.
I got to go to Greenfield and pick up my new glasses.
Okay, so then we will review.
You could get work on getting a realtor and getting the comps.
Right. Right.
But
and
you
so
say it's not going to take effect till next year.
If we don't get it by noon today,
no, they're not
right,
going to get it
by right.
Today.
Then
she's
no,
in Florida
it won't.
Right. And she's overwhelmed with the
it's hard.
10, 98 grandkids.
Right. Make the motion, we suspend the meeting.
Okay, so it is 9:30 and we will pause and suspend the meeting.